Miller.
Welcome to Tiger Turf Talk. In today's podcast, we are diving into round two of the Softball Little League World Series Women's Grounds Crew. In this series, we will get to learn about what exactly is going on the field, the life journey of the woman, and how they got to where they are today. And lastly, the advice they have for our turf students. I hope you enjoy this episode of Tiger Turf Talk.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Tiger Turf Talk. I'm your host, Drew Miller. We are here with Piper and Jake here at the Softball Little League World Series. Currently, during the incredible event they've added to this year, the first ever professional sporting event where you have a all-female team, all-female umpire crew, and an all-female grounds crew running the entire show. How are you guys doing? How are you enjoying the event so far? And how is everything just sort of been coming into such a large group that you have no idea who they are and just getting to know them and being a part of the team? What has it been like for you to be a part of this incredible all-female grounds crew?
I mean, it's really great to just see so many, you know, seasoned individuals in this industry be able to come together and produce something like this. I mean, especially coming in, I don't know anybody, but to be able to come in and work one-on-one with anybody and just click and be able to go and get things done, it's been really, really nice.
I'll feed off of that. I think it's a great thing, you know, being able to have a full female crew and see, you know, show the little girls that, you know, there can be women.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not very popular. You know, there's a handful of us, and, you know, and coming into this big group that we have and, you know, maybe knowing a handful of people that I know.
Yeah.
And, you know, just learning new people and how they do things and how different everybody does the same industry, just different ways.
I absolutely love that. I love how you bring up the players, you know, because it's something that you're in the heat of the moment, you got a job to do, and you don't really take a second to, you know, look at the dugouts and the kids warming up. And, you know, it's something that the impact is so much greater than you guys actually notice. And to be able to be here and witness that and be part of it, it's something that's truly incredible. And I love being here. And if I'm invited, I will always come because you guys are incredible. And what you're doing is changing the whole outlook of this industry. What has been sort of the process getting here? What was it like, you know, seeing last year's group and being able to say, hey, I want to be a part of that? What has it been like, you know, getting acquainted, maybe for someone who's interested in the future, being a part of this crew here in Greenville, North Carolina?
I think you can't really, like, think about it. You know, if this is what you want to do for your career, you know, you have to go out on a limb every once in a while, you know, and get out of your comfort zone. And, you know, and seeing the group of girls that did it last year and, you know, having a few, Sun and Leah, you know, saying, hey, like, you need to do this, you know, it's pretty awesome, you know, and you might never get that opportunity again.
Yeah.
And you can't pass something up like that, you know. It makes you grow as a person as well.
Piper, I heard you were a late addition to the crew.
A very late addition, yeah.
Like 2 days ago or?
Like, I believe it was last Thursday, I was sending in my background check.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I got my boss was like,
Little League does a phenomenal job on turnaround background checks. I'm like, it's got to take a while to do that. They're like, nope, we got a day and a half, we're good.
I mean, my boss said, hey, you want to do this? And I was like, might as well. Sent it in, got cleared.
Let's just say, guys, Piper's had a pretty big trip, okay? Just outside observer, you know, job offers, recruiting. I mean, she's probably going to have, like, the red carpet rolled out here in a minute for everyone that's, like Jake was saying, to Florida, ECU, all over the place, which is awesome. That's what this event's about. What has that sort of been like, you know, to come to ECU? You've been here before, seeing it firsthand, sort of in a new light, you know? What has that been like for you?
It's been really, really cool to see this side of things. I've been to ECU, and I mean, I came here years ago to do like a soccer camp. I mean, thinking about at the time, I didn't even think about the people who manage these fields. I was like, this is a field, I'm going to be on it. And now I'm here and doing this type of stuff. I can actually look at the ground and say, like, oh, those lines are painted real nice. It's like little things I never thought about looking at before, and you know.
It's funny, when I just whispered to her, I was like, that was the answer I wanted. Because something that I think a big part of, like, our industry and what we can do better is there are so many athletes out there that love their sport, and they're not going to make it to the college level, and those kids are not going to make it to the pro level. But our industry offers the opportunity to be on the ground level at yeah. any level you want to be at, you know. Obviously, Bradenton and everything. What has it been like for you being a part of that? Shout out, Andrew. Love you, buddy. What is it like being a part of that and being able to sort of take what you've done there, bring it to Greenville? Like you said, everyone has their own way of doing things. What has it been like for you to see sort of your way mesh into this group and things that you might take away from this, you know, event, from people doing things differently? They're like, oh, I kind of like that. What has it been like for you?
You know, talking to Piper and Katie, who are also in minor league baseball, you know, and how they do things on a different basis than what we do in Bradenton. And, you know, us, you know, everybody's giving each other, you know, insight on what they do post-game or what they do pre-game or what their lineup is every day. And, you know, Katie and Piper might go back and say, hey, you know, I want to change things up. This is what I want to do, you know, and that's what it's all about, you know, just being able to combine brains and see, you know, what you're missing maybe,
yeah.
you know, and, you know, and then you can take away what you bring and pick and choose what you want to take home.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You learn from everybody.
Say it's similar for you coming from Fayetteville. Shout out Alpha. What has it been like? And again, you're so fresh to the industry.
Very.
What has it been like to see? And again, I'm going to say this because this is from all of the men that have been here and some of the women I've talked to. You have impressed everyone with your skills for the time frame that you've been in here. It's incredible. What has it been like for you to sort of see that firsthand here with everybody that's, you know, 30-year, 10-year veterans in the industry down to high school students?
I mean, it's really, like, invigorating to be able to come in and visibly see a possible future.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to see, you know, the impact I can make, the positions I can go to. I mean, I would say that I can almost see our crew the way these little girls see the crew. Because, I mean, I'm so young,
yeah.
I'm so new to this that I'm, yeah, I do the work, but being able to see everybody else here, being able to learn from them, to be able to, you know, communicate with them, it's such a amazing opportunity, and it makes me really excited about furthering my career in this.
So you're new to it, obviously.
Yeah.
Have you thought about SFMA coming up?
It's in
Daytona, so it's not too far, right?
Florida's fun.
How far is that for you? Like 8 hours?
Like, what, 3 states down?
Yeah, that's probably about 12 hours.
From Fayetteville?
Maybe 10.
It's 11 hours from Northern Virginia.
That's probably about 10.
Look it up. This is a podcast of finding answers. What I'm saying is, have you thought about, you know, an event like that? I mean, you've heard of it, correct?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I know Alpha's very involved, so he's probably talked about a lot. I think the board came and visited, you know.
They did. They came to a game.
And that's incredible. That's something that, again, this is just somebody outside standard, outside. I can't talk, guys. I'm sorry. It's been a long day. Bystander. That's something that, again, events like this are going to show you certain aspects of that. You're about to meet the president of the SFMA, Sun and Roseline. Shout out. We love you so much. There, you already met Sun. You already got a huge connection in this industry. Would that be something that would be intriguing to you to, you know, take a week of your time? Maybe it's paid leave. I don't know. Come on. We'll see if we can do. What, as an individual who's brand new to this industry, does that intrigue you in the sense of, like, furthering your career?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I definitely, the SFMA is something I really want to become a part of, just because sports turf is that one, is kind of the direction I'm pointing in. I really want to become more involved in it. I know my boss, Alpha, he's talked about it quite a bit. Mm-hmm. He's kind of been like, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, you should maybe.
Mind the way.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, if I could go, that would be great. I mean, even unpaid,
January
I'd probably still go.
16th through 20-something. It's a lot of fun.
It's fun. You learn a lot, too.
You guys have been talking about it.
I don't know
fun.
If I learn that much, because I have to talk, and that's,
well, talk,
nobody
so.
learns. Nobody learns from me.
I'll just get to sit and listen.
I can't talk about some of the talks I'm a part of, but I'm a big, pretty big talk this year, so yeah, you'd probably have to listen to me babble. No, it's going to be great. I've seen the education. It's very diverse. It's great from, you know, baseball to football to soccer, any synthetic, natural grass, definitely more natural. Don't yell at me for people. No, it's... there's some incredible talks about the hybrid pitches that have come in, and there are a lot of people that are looking to do things like that. So it's incredible to see how full circle it all really is and how you can benefit from, you know, making connections. And by being a part of this group, it makes it a lot easier to go to this event.
Yeah, I was about to say, this seems like a mini SFMA kind of
deal. A little, yeah.
In a sense.
In the idea of people from different areas coming together.
It was funny. So you didn't meet Julie because she didn't come. Boo. But she came last year, and she has already been a part of the organization for years before she was at Virginia Tech. So she knew certain people through me, but... Last year in Salt Lake City, there's just like this big, like, uproar in the middle of everybody, like, just like, wow, it's so great to see you. And it's literally just like, you know, the women and turf team see each other the first time since the event. And then obviously, Butter and all the other guys, they run into them. It's just a great opportunity to meet more people and be able to make those connections. And Jake, I sort of want you to speak on this is, networking, you know, you talked about Lee a little bit, you talked about other people. How critical has it been for you, you know, to develop a network, and what are some words of advice you give Piper on the sense of, we really think it's something that is critical to your growth? And I mean, you're networking more than freaking me. I freaking 4 years into the industry, you got 5 job offers. I'm just sitting over here like, where's everybody that I know?
Networking is definitely, it's big. Kelly Lynch is another women in turf that you will
hear. Shout out, Kelly. We love you.
Yeah, we love you, Kelly. You'll hear her. She will always come up to you. She'll always make a big deal. But that's what, you know, the women in turf, they, you know, it's kind of, you stick together. You help network for, you know, all the younger girls that, you know, want to be in the industry. And help. SFMA was my first time last year in Salt Lake City, and it was one of the best weeks. You know, I go up for the symposium.
Did you come to our talk?
Yeah, I did.
How was it?
It was good.
Yeah, she thought it was awful.
No.
It was funny. Like, sorry, our friend Leah. Me and her gave a talk last year about a social media and sort of how you like grow your brand, grow our industry as a whole. I talked about my program a little bit. She's just nervous, like, beyond anything, and she had note cards. I was like, I bet you $100 you don't look at your note cards once. Because she made us practice like 75 times.
Yeah, they practiced because, you know, I walked in on practice that morning, and Leah's sitting there sweating.
I'm just sitting there like, this is dumb.
She was like, are we done yet? Can we start? You know, but networking's big. You know, you get to meet people that, you know, if you weren't sports turf, that you wouldn't. You know, and they're always there to help you. Like Kelly, she emailed me, hey, you going up to Greenville for the Little League World Series? And I'm like, yes, ma'am. You know, and she just checks on you, you know. And
Kelly, you don't check on me? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. It's fine. It's fine.
But no, like, you know, the guys always look out for each other. And, you know, you get that group of guys that will look after you too. But you also, having the women in turf, you know, it's like your own little family, and they help you wherever you need it. Like, I could call up anybody that I know in women in turf, and they will help you no matter what you ask of them. So networking is a very big deal in turf, for sure, and it gets you somewhere down the road.
So, obviously, I think the proper term for all this... sort of week. Has it been a week? 6 days? 5 days?
Yeah.
I mean, chaos is the right term. It's chaos fun is, chaos. Don't get me wrong. So, what has it been like, you know, going through the adversities and going through all the over here, we got a, this field. We had the event that we had to get ready for and all that. Like, you had four games a day. It was going like 100 miles an hour. You never really got a second to like breathe. What has it been like, and what was that sort of, you know, overall experience like here at the Softball League World Series?
It's definitely different from minor league baseball. You know, you have your set schedule wherever you're at, and then here, schedule kind of changes on a flip of a dime, and you know, you have to be ready.
Stupid Mother Nature.
Yeah, you have to be ready to go, and you know, it might be tiring, but at the end of the day, you look at it as, you know, we made those little girls' days by having the field in the shape it is, and you know, Butter and, you know, all those guys, they work a lot just as much as all the women that are here, you know, so you never, don't ever put them down because they're a big part of this too. And I think it's an eye-opening experience as well for all of us who have been in sports and newcomers. And then, like you said earlier, you know, to see if we could take a second and just look and look at the girls watching us and see their reaction to what we're doing, you know, because if they don't make it down the road in pro or college, you know, they could be like, okay, well, I could stay in the sport, you know, I could do this, like, I could help the next generation. And, you know, that's what it's all about, is helping the kids younger and, you know, making them look where they have a potential if they don't have a potential in sports.
There's more than one avenue to kind of be involved in everything.
Definitely.
And I think the other thing that we've done a pretty good job of, you know, when it comes to different events like this, you're talking about, you have a Kelly who is a sales rep. You have a son who is a high school, you know, stadium. You have Sarah who's in charge of all of Phoenix something. Sorry, Sarah. You have Butter who's Ewing sales rep of the Southeast. You know, you have you at a minor league facility that is so much bigger than just a minor league facility, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and then you have minor league facilities like in Fayetteville, and they're just all over the place, Maritza and the MLS, and you have all of these things sort of just come together. What has it been like to see from all the viewpoints of all of the members to make an event like that's going on right now that's truly incredible?
I think it's interesting that everyone sees different things as priorities. I mean, like, for me personally, I want to get, you know, mound and plate.
Get that clay in there.
Get that clay in there. Make it look
Black
pretty.
Black stick. She doesn't like that other stuff.
Black stick's the way to go.
But that's something that I've always been like, I want to get this perfect, and having other people be like, we got to make sure the field's watered really well, or like edges.
Shout out Megan real quick. I was just shouting out Megan. She brought me Chipotle. Sorry. Go ahead.
But, you know, just seeing everybody's different perspectives on everything, because sometimes, like, even I get tunnel vision to be able to have other people come in and be like, this is what's important. Be like, yes, it is. I need to reevaluate stuff. Really nice having so many different perspectives, and
I love that.
Oh yeah, tunnel vision is definitely a thing in what
tunnel?
We do.
No,
never.
You know, and especially if you know, like, you work mound and plate just as much as I work on mound and plate. You know, and that's where, you know, your head goes automatically once the game is done. I'm gonna go get the mound and plate done. You know, but there's other things. You know, when you have, you know, we haven't had the most time this week to flip games, and
we just had a 20-minute turnover.
You know,
20-minute
turnover for a pro game is a big deal. You know, because you want to get the field, field ready for those girls, because
less
they're not
surface
used to dirt.
Area too. You know,
yeah, it's a lot less surface area. But you know, they're used to playing on artificial and.
So upsetting.
You know.
Softball, do better. I'm kidding.
That's what happens when you play in Chicago.
Dan Kiermaier's got it on lock. You know?
True. But, you know, it's the turnovers is, that's a little challenging, but you have all of us that, you know, can help. But your tunnel vision, you have to
kind of be conscious of it.
Yeah, you got to be conscious of it. If not, you will get lost. Like, and we were talking about this morning, you know, sometimes you have to, like, snap out of your tunnel vision because, you know, there's other things that need to be done. And, you know, if you have people that aren't in the sports turf, like field wise.
Yeah.
They might be in sports turf, which they are, but they're not on the field as much as, you know, some others are. You have to cover the bases and work as a team.
If the really team's communicate not, everything.
Yeah.
Ooh, communication. It's an interesting one. So obviously there's, we talked about chaos and everything. Obviously they're Piper's running off to the field.
Just running to do a drag.
Nah, no big deal. What has it been like for you? Obviously, you know, we have had one of the same mentors in our careers. Shout out Andrew again. We're going to give you props, my man. What has it been like to have mentors who have had an impact? You're talking about Kelly checking in on you and all of those things. How have mentors played a role in your career and where you're at today here in Greenville?
Andrew definitely has played a big role in my career. You know, last year I got an opportunity, so I take it back. This year was my second SFMA.
Forgot. I was going to say, I thought you were the other one. I was
forgot
like,
I went to Savannah last year.
I could have sworn I saw you in Savannah. I was like...
Yeah, I was in Savannah, so it was my second year. But, you know, after that trip in Savannah, it gave me a good opportunity to better my career and go work for a AAA facility, you know. And Andrew was very supportive of that, you know. He's all about, you know, grow your career, you mm-hmm. know. I consider myself older, but that's because I'm a groundskeeper.
I'm still young. Just feel that way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not easy on the
body. I have gray hair. I'm 28 years old. Okay, I understand.
I have a back and knees of like 50 year old. So
got those too. Yeah, for sure.
But no, mentors are a big deal in my career. You know, Andrew was there by my side the whole time. You know, I had a, you know, things happen family wise and personal wise. You know, and it didn't work out in Columbus, and, you know, Andrew was very happy to take me back when I came, you know, when I was moving back and still with the Pirates once again. And, you know, if I didn't have him, you know, I don't know if I ever would have gotten that chance to go AAA, you know. And everybody asks, you know, do you want to do big leagues? And I love minor league. Minor league, I think it's more justifiable because you're mm-hmm. it's just as much as us helping the girls here mm-hmm. in the little league, you know, you're helping them get to a higher level, and that's what it is in minor league. And I like watching the guys be able to say, you know, field's playing great, thank you. And then like the Pirates, a lot of the players this year I have watched in the last 6 years on my field that yeah. we prep. So, you know, it's awesome to have good mentors, you know, and it's a very important thing.
Absolutely.
And the more you have, the better it is.
For sure. Shout out to all the mentors out there. Keep doing a good job. I also love how you brought up, you know, like development, because I think it's something that a lot of people don't take into account when you're working on a field. Whether that's a high school, whether that's a elementary school, whether that's a college professional, right? Obviously, in Bradenton, you have the opportunity to see the freshest talent, the kids that are coming in and going to have an impact. You know, I don't know. Oh, he's probably there right now. Paul Skeens, you know, like those are like the number one draft pick. Like, he had to go through so much, and there were people at LSU, there were people at Air Force that took care of him because of the fields that he might not have noticed or known or anything like that. But like the passion for the people that were, you know, our stakeholders in a sense, you know, is something that is truly incredible about this industry, because we overlook all of again, looking into the dugout during this event, you know, we overlook the impact that you're having, you know. And something that I have always been an advocate for, you know, is like, we're in the memory making business. Shout out Dr. Gurley for teaching me this, you know, whether that is a little league home run to win the playoff game or a World Series game, bottom ninth, two strikes, two outs, you know, all of those things, you know, like, yeah. Those are going to last a lifetime, and it's not possible without what you guys do. So it's something that's truly incredible, and I can't thank you enough for all that you do. with this event, you know, there's so many moving parts, and you were able to come in and have a major role again in prepping and getting everything ready. What were you looking forward to the most before you knew who was coming, what was going on, and what have you enjoyed the most now that you're coming to the end of your time here in Greenville?
I think what I looked most forward to was, you know, making these fields in the best shape we can for these little girls, you know, because I play competitive slow pitch, and I know what Parks and Rec fields look like, you know, and they're yeah. not the greatest fields. I am not going to lie. And, you know, and that's not
we love you. You know, we know you're trying if you actually are trying.
Yeah, it's not the Parks and Rec guys, like, it's not their fault. It's they have so many fields, you know, that they have to take care of.
Yeah.
And they don't get love like, you know, like I take care of two fields at the stadium.
Yeah.
That's all I have to take care of. You know, at the training facility, we have 7 fields that we have to take care of. But, you know, if you don't have a crew big enough, then you can't take care of them, you know. And so that was my biggest thing was, you know, getting to look forward to making it a better playing surface for these girls at such a high level and at their age division, you know. And some of these girls, like the Philippine girls, the Puerto Rico girls, the all your other countries, you know, they don't, from what I've been told, they don't have the greatest facilities, and mm-hmm. you know, and this is a once in a lifetime opportunity for them.
Yeah,
you know, and I'm part of that now, and you know, that's what I take from this, you know, other than, you know, learning stuff from the other ladies, like getting to just make these girls' dreams come true has been one of the best things of my week here. And you know, it's a lot different.
Yeah.
It's a lot different than working on a baseball field.
Yeah, for sure.
but no, it's been a blast, like getting to see the little girls play and learning all these new ladies that are different parts of our industry is gaining new friends and new contacts in the industry, and mm-hmm. that's what it's that comes down to, the networking, like that's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. I love how you bring up, you know, making dreams come true, and it's something that, again, you get caught up in the work and it's just like not in your mind there, and for you to be able to like take a moment and just say, you know what, yeah, this truly is what it's all about. Excuse me, I am about to sneeze.
Bless you.
Thank you. I think it's the first time I've sneezed on a podcast. Wow. I went 138, so that a sneeze.
There you go. Well, there's one for the record for
one
you.
One for the record.
Well, that's like, you know, Piper and I were on our way over here, and the first 2 days of the tournament, I had to help the Puerto Rico girl, the catchers, with their little throat guards. I don't know they're really called, but I had to help her.
The throat guards, yeah.
Yeah, the first 2 games, I helped her, and I was like, that's my team for the tournament. I saw them when I was driving over here, and I was like, when do you guys play next? And they said, tomorrow. And I was like, what time? And they're like, 5. I said, all right, I'm going to watch you when I'm on the plane, because I won't be here. I'll be flying back to good old Florida.
Old Bradenton. Back to Andrew.
But it's cool. You like, you know, you can sit here and pick, all right, well, this is my team, and this is... And it would be cool. And I told him, I said, you know, I hope you go all the way.
Yeah.
There, it's great because, you know, I was a young softball player, and, you know, I didn't play in the Little League World Series, but I played in a World Series when I was playing travel ball. And
nice.
So that's where it kind of is big for me too, you know, like I played softball, and I know I didn't play on the greatest fields. I didn't, like Piper said, you don't think about that when you're at that age, you know, you don't think about who
fixes
the...
I gotta go.
Yeah, I gotta play, and that's all you're worried about, you know, you don't think about who did the field and what had to be put into the field to get it the way it is, and, you
for
know,
sure.
And so that it's pretty cool being part of that, mm-hmm. especially down the road after playing for so long.
Yeah, and that's not, and again, I bring it back to the, you know, athletes that want to stay in the game. I mean, I was the same way. I was a failed college baseball player, and I just wanted to find a way to the pros a different way, you know. And I had started a degree in sports management, and I was like, I could do this. I don't know if it would be like I could be successful with it and whatnot, but like it's something that, like you said, it always comes back to the impact that you have on someone else, you know, the impact you have on someone else's life, you know. It's something that a lot of people don't quite comprehend, you know, like you know, you have this event right now, the all-female everything, and you have all these little girls, you know, like, oh, I could be an umpire. Oh, I could be maybe be a professional softball player. Oh, I could be a groundskeeper. Yeah. You know, like it's something that we don't really take into account. And I think that's what's so great about the event, having, you know, younger girls come in and be a part of it. You know, oh, yeah. Kat's here. She's a junior in high school. So
that's
like
awesome.
It's something that you don't really take into account or understand, like, you might not even be trying to make an impact or understand that what you're doing is making an impact, but what you guys have done here truly has made an impact. And it's great to be able to talk to you guys firsthand about it, because being able to give people sort of the background story on all of that really shows more people like how truly incredible it is. So,
oh, yeah.
I appreciate, again, having me and making sure that we can get the stories out, you know. What has sort of been your favorite part about, you know, the Little League World Series part? You know, it's something I always talk about to people, is like, it is like Elm Street is the like little sandlot Little League field that everyone dreamed of as a kid.
Yeah,
this is what I want to play on, you know. Like, you don't think of it as like a World Series type thing, but you think of it as like, if I could play Little League baseball in this field, this is what I would do every single night after school, you know.
Yeah.
Like something like that. Could you sort of speak to like the event itself, not specifically like the grounds crew and our work, but like what you loved about it? Obviously you have Team Puerto Rico and everything, but what could you sort of speak to maybe a future member of the crew that like, this is so much more than just the grounds crew. Obviously it's an event, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely a big event, you know, and outside of the grounds crew, but watching Ashley and her crew come in and just take over the stadium, you know, and how well organized they are. Like, you know, I'm in organized baseball, and I think Little League has it more organized than pro does.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, that's not putting down big leagues or minor league. Like, Little League knows what they're doing, and
oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool coming in and seeing everything run so smoothly.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, your long games and everything.
not anyone's fault.
It's not anyone's fault.
For everyone in context, we had a 9-inning game for the third of four games, and then an 8-inning game for the fourth game, which meant the 7 o'clock game didn't start until 9:10, and we didn't get out of there until like 12:10.
I was gonna say we got to the hotel about 12:30 last night.
Yeah.
So. It makes for long, yeah. It makes for long days. But,
I love it.
You know.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
But no, Little League's got a good thing going, you know, and they got to keep up their work, you know. And now my standards are higher for them now, you know. So I might, you know, if I can get invited back next year, you know, I'm gonna have higher standards, and I will tell Ashley that when I see her tonight after the game.
Guess what? You're gonna have to do better.
Yeah, you know, and it's cool seeing how organized it is, you know, and just seeing all the people from all the teams come in and just support their girls.
It's crazy to me, you know. Again, we talk about, like, the impact you guys are having. Like, for those that don't know, there are international teams that come in. Like, Italy won the Europeans, Africa region, the Philippines, Maritza's girls from last year.
They're so cute. They
came back. They won their area. And there are so many incredible, you know, cultures that are sort of being blended into this event. And to be able to showcase, you know, people who are living in Italy, like,
yeah.
Oh, wait, I look like that person. What are they doing? Like,
yep.
Something like, in a sense, again, you're opening the eyes to, you know, maybe they go back home and they're like the biggest inner city Milan fans or whatever. And they're like, oh, there's people out there doing stuff. I wonder what that is. And I can't, like, you know, say it enough to anyone and everyone, like, all it takes is a moment.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds so stupid, you know, and it sounds so ridiculous when you talk about, like, you can't make an impact like that fast. There's no way you can bring a person into this industry through just one little conversation, you know?
Yeah.
But I've seen so many people, I've got messages from people, like, they were working at a stadium and a family friend's asking if they can come in with their son or their daughter, and they're just giving like a 5-minute tour, you know, showing the field what you're doing. And he got like a message years later. He's like, my son's going to school for turf grass.
So funny story, you know, we have our kids camp during the summer with mm-hmm. our baseball team.
Yeah, yeah.
My nephew did the camp this year, and he stayed after work or after the camp and worked with me until game yeah. time every day. And
that's awesome.
Loved it, absolutely loved it. And he, you know, he always begs my brother, "Hey, can I go work with Aunt Jake?" You know, like it's cool. Like my son Mason, like he's always wants to come to the field. Like it's cool to see that next generation want to be at a field and do what I do.
Yeah.
Because I do it for fun. You know, I love what I do, and not very many people can say they love what they do. But I love what I do, and to see my brother text me after that week of camp and was like, how'd you get my son to do work? He's like, I can't even get him to do lawn work, but he wants to come work with you on the field. And I'm like, it's fun.
Sorry.
Sorry about you.
Sorry, not sorry, because you know, now I have a worker.
it's cool seeing that, you know, and our manager's kids would come out for the first, once they were out of school, they'd come in every Sunday and help me, you know. They wanted to hold the painter. You know, it's not like they could pull the trigger on the painter, but they wanted to hold it.
Woo!
And paint the lines. Yeah. And that's the coolest thing ever, you know, and I looked forward to that every Sunday. And, you know, and now, you know, you have that, you have the little kids that are 4 and 5 and 6 that wait for Sundays of a homestand so they can help paint the field. They can help water the warning track. My manager's son will come out on Sundays and he goes, "Jake, can I water the warning track?" And I'm like, "Yeah, Ty, you can." And Ty will take the hose. I'll turn it on for him, you know, because it's a little small hose I put behind the plate.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'll sit there and water the warning track. And people just look and we're like, what's going on?
How did this kid get here? Yeah. Who gave him the hose?
Yeah. But no, it's cool. It's cool to see kids like actually entertained by that, you know, because I love it. Why not have other people that love it?
Yeah.
You know, and you can sit there and talk to, you know, like I said, you can sit there and talk to people and they may not love what they do, but not very many people can say it, but I do love what I do.
And that's sad, you know, people can't say that they love what they do. And I think that's what's also so incredible about our industry. You don't meet people that don't love what they're doing. And if they're lying, they find their way out of the industry.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And it's something that I you know, I think, I don't know if we have to do a better job or the organization, whatever it is getting people to understand that, you know, like, this is I think it was the general said, it's a labor of love. You know, like you are 100% invested. You are passionate. You want what's best. You want to understand more. You want to be better, you know, because there are enough people in this world that are like, yep, good enough. We're going to roll with that. I like that. And it's just that for the next 15 years. And it doesn't work all the time. But then you have, you know, incredible professionals who are like, I can do better. What can I do better? How can I fix this? What do I need to do here? How is maybe my soil changing over time? How can I fix that? Like, there are just so many things that when I have conversations like this, it's just awesome to see, you know, you have a 4-year-old coming out to water a warning track. Take a picture of that and then be ready to, like, take the picture in 20 years when they're doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just so cool.
Yeah.
And it's been crazy to see just sort of how everything has come together, and we now have Piper back.
I am back.
You are back, you know. How was the drag?
Drag was good. I got there and there were no outs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Ran all the way there to stand there.
You hauled butt.
I do want to talk sort of your experience and what you've done, you know, in your time here, you know, on everything that's going on for the event.
Everything for the event. I mean, this is my first time with a softball field. I've never been on one before, so it's a little bit different. I think first day here, I got on the drag and kind of freaked out because there was no mound. There was no grass. I was like, I don't know what pattern I'm supposed to be going in, but
yeah.
But no, it's been really good picking up on things, especially having people here that know what they're doing, being able to kind of follow their lead and really learn from everybody.
Which is awesome. You know, you got one of the greatest right here in Amy. Yes, you are. Don't even try it. Don't even try it.
It's a team.
It is, but we love you and you're amazing. Thank you, Jake. I will see you. It's a new type of podcast platform where everybody just sort of randomly goes in and out. It's fine. It's on call. This is true. What has sort of your experience been like when it comes to finding this industry? Honestly, you know, you had such a unique story when it comes to the people that come to this event. You have some people who've been tenured who found it because it's what they wanted to study in college. What was sort of your journey to this point in your career?
I mean, it was really just stumbling into it, really.
Yeah.
I was, you know, really looking for a job. I couldn't find anything. And I had someone who said, like, hey, I know this guy. He works, you know, on a golf course. And I was like, I can try it out. And I tried it out. I loved it. And then I got introduced to Alpha, who's my boss now. And I just got into, like, baseball. And I really, really loved it. And so got really, really lucky being able to find a career that I love this early on.
For sure. Now, I usually am interested, you know, because everybody has their own story. Everyone has sort of what they've found, you know, this industry. We have a lot of young individuals here, even high school students from my program. What would be sort of your words of advice to them trying to sort of find their way in this industry? Because it's so fresh for you and you have learned this in the last like 4 months, you know. What has it been? And what would be your best words of advice of sort of figuring out what their next steps are?
I think really talking to people helps a lot. And that initial fear you have of doing new things and trying new things, really going into it and saying, if I fail, I'm just learning.
Mm-hmm.
Having that learning mindset. If you mess things up, that's just an opportunity for you to learn how to do it right. Don't be scared of doing new things, of trying new things, whether it's a new, you know, new sport or a new avenue in sports turf, or, you know, if you're changing completely over to it, just go for it. I mean, don't hold yourself back is kind of the big message on that.
Absolutely. I love that. I kind of want to do like, you know, what is the draft day reveal? Not draft day, signing day reveal of where you're going. I kind of want to know, I kind of want to put you on the spot on the podcast, but I'm not going to do that.
Do I get a hat?
Do we have hats? There's probably one in here. I would have to go find the other one that we're not going to talk about. Again, you have, I mean, just from talking with you the last few days, you have such a passion for this industry. What are you looking forward to, you know, coming out of this event, moving forward in your career and where you're going to go?
I'm really trying to take on some more responsibility. I mean, I've kind of up until this point, I've been just kind of doing what I'm told, learning. I'm ready to, you know, take that next step to really taking charge of things, being able to really contribute in the way that I want to, and, you know, being able to kind of put my stamp on something and be proud of it.
I love that. This industry is going to be just fine, I think, with people like you. You know, it's just, it's awesome to hear. And it's something that, again, taking great pride in your work, wanting more, that's what's going to, you know, push you through and get you to wherever you want to go in this world. And that's something that can't really be taught, because trust me, I've tried and it's been successful in some points, but you know, for those that might be interested in coming to this event, what would you say are the best things that have been a part for you and how others could be, you know, beneficial in, I don't know if there's an application process or something, but people who want to be a part of it, what would you say they should know going into it, and how your experience is something that, you know, hey, this is something you should definitely do because of what you are going to talk about. And I'm sorry, I'm losing my mind, but what are those things that you would tell future prospective, you know, women's in turf grounds crew?
So you're going to have fun. I mean, it's a lot of, I came in here being really scared because I know absolutely no one. But coming in here and having such a welcoming environment, I mean, I will be the first to admit, I'm not very sociable. I'm not very...
No, not at all. It wasn't a day and a half before you talked to me. It's fine.
Well, yeah.
You talked to me the first day. I'm just kidding.
I can't remember. Everything's melting together at this point.
It's all good. You ignored me this morning, just so you know.
Did I? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Chuck was giving me a lot of crap on the hose when you were like just right past me. I was like, hey, look, it's Piper. And she just like walks, just like on a mission, which is just who she is, you know? It's just who you are, so.
Tunnel vision.
Good tunnel vision, though. Accomplished tunnel vision, right? Yeah. I'm losing my train of thought. I apologize. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it. I am super excited for with whatever you're going to do and wherever you're going to go.